You're listening to Dude Podcast with JC and Will. Put some pep in that step. Enjoy the show.
Hi, I'm Will.
And I'm JC. And you're listening to...
You're listening to Dude.
Live from... a hotel.
That's right.
Yeah.
North Carolina.
North Carolina. Come on and bring. Did you ever listen to Petey Pablo, Will?
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Petey Pablo.
Petey Pablo? Wait, say the name again?
You were like a big hip hop guy in like growing up. So there was this rapper named Petey Pablo. He had a really like deep voice. Like this man was intimidating. He, for a guy named Petey, he was like the most intimidating. Like Petey is like a, it's a name for a bird or something. Like this is a big burly man. So the lyrics to this hip hop song were, North Carolina, come on and raise up, take your shirt off, whip it round your head like a helicopter. And that was like the refrain.
Was it a popular song?
It was never like a, you know, on the level of like Nelly Ride With Me or, you know, Hey Ya. But it's had some staying power. It's one of those songs that have just like lasted far longer than they should. Like, do you know any songs like that where you're like, I don't know, like Old Town Road or something. I don't know. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Anyway, anytime I'm in North Carolina, in my head, I'm like, I imagine little Petey Pablo, a shirtless, burly little man going, North Carolina, come on and break. And he was like threatening too. That was the other thing.
Was he threatening North Carolina? Like, hey, if you don't do this, get consequences if you didn't throw your shirt around like a helicopter?
I can't remember all the lyrics, so he may have given consequences, but it was one where I felt like you had to take your shirt off and whip it around your head like a helicopter.
What did North Carolina do to him that warranted the threat?
Well, I think he was from North Carolina, and I think he was just so excited, he wanted the people to just take your shirt off and whip it around your head like a helicopter.
You say that when you come to visit Oklahoma, you say that to me every time. I'm back home. Take your shirt off. Put pants still if you want.
Whip it round your head like a helicopter. He also had another song, which I won't go into what all it was about, but the title of the song was Freak a Leak.
I mean, I feel like it's probably about incontinence.
I think it was about being a plumber and he was fixing leaks. He was very upset at, you know, the leaks in his home, and he was a freak at fixing them.
Petey Pablo is a smart man then, because you gotta fix those leaky pipes before they become a problem. He's just sending a good message.
But anyway, I had a disaster getting out here. I'm out here for work, and I flew a certain airline. I won't say the airline. The review I'm going to write.
Are you going to write a review?
I think I am.
Can you at least screenshot it for me?
Oh yeah.
Are you above sharing it on next week's podcast?
No, I will share. I will share. Listen, I was texting you this, so it was just a disaster. Like, I haven't flown this airline, and it's very nickel and dime.
This is your first time?
No, I flew it years ago, but it wasn't like this. Like, it's changed. It's changed a lot.
Don't they charge you for everything? They nickel and dime you?
Yes. So you can't get on you can get on the flight, but you can't bring a bag. Like you want to bring a bag? That's another $75. Oh, you have a carry-on? That's $120.
Oh, you got a pee? That's $10.
No, it's crazy because none of that's disclosed when you buy the ticket.
Right.
But the only thing that like, so the flight got delayed for hours and hours and hours. We sat on the tarmac for hours and hours because like, funny enough, speaking of freak a leak, there was some sort of a leak on the plane. And like they had to see, they had like a plumber, and they had to, I don't really even understand. Like that's the one of my favorite things too about like airline. Like they do such a terrible job explaining to you what's going like on. They give you like a tiny, tiny, tiny piece of information that like it's like one of those escape the rooms, but like but like your reward is. Maybe you get to go, maybe you get to take off. And even if you solve the riddle, it doesn't matter. You still have to sit there as someone, you know, is watching, they're watching Bad Boys 2 on their phone blasting where you're just like, dear God, take me now. I want to get to my destination. You know, it was awful. So the only thing that made it better was the steward. I don't want to like profile stewardesses or stewards. But I would say most airline attendants, I would say they're women. I would say they're usually, you know, younger women. I would say that's the vast majority. I've never seen a steward like this. If Terry Crews had a baby with Kimbo Slice,
yeah,
that was the steward.
Was he as cool as Terry Crews?
Yes.
That's awesome.
Very cool. Like, he was the alpha on the plane. Let me describe it. Very clean, like, exceptionally clean. Like, just everything, you know what I mean? Very well put together. Bald head. White beard.
Oh, nice.
Jacked. Like, I'm not joking. Like,
just to the brim and muscles.
Give him the time and give him maybe 2 to 3 months, he could be as big as Terry Crews. So at one point, you can't stop watching. Like I was gravitating towards this man because like he was just such an enigma, right? So at one point, like, cause he's having to like calm people down because we sat on the tarmac for a long time. And I will just say this, the clientele on Frontier Air is a little more, I wouldn't say it's quite Spirit Airline, but I would say it's the Universal Studios to like Disney. Like they're close. You know what I mean? They're both, they're kind of in the same. At one point he had like a sweat because he had the sweater on, right? He had the shirt. He had the short sleeve shirt just showing his, but he had a sweater on. So you couldn't really see the goods. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you could tell he was jacked, but you'd like, so at one point, I think he did this to like show his authority, to really like, you know, mark his territory. He was the alpha of the plane.
Right.
He takes off his sweater because he's just like looking back, you know, kind of just like killing time, looking back, just kind of like.
Was he short sleeved underneath there?
Yeah. So he takes off the sweater. He's short sleeved.
I like it.
No joke. I'm not exaggerating at all. He does the peck thing. You know that Terry Crews does?
To entertain or just pretending like no one's watching?
I don't know, but he definitely did it. And it was like very apparent. And I was like,
folks, hold on, pause. Folks, if you don't know who Terry Crews is, which I feel like most of you do, but if you don't, pause the podcast, Google Terry Crews, C-R-E-W-S. Just type in Terry Crews pecs. It will blow your mind. Continue.
I mean, so he did the Terry Crews, the guy, and you could see it through the shirt.
Well, was he doing it to entertain like Terry Crews does, or was he just doing it?
I don't know if that was what I was trying to understand. Like, was okay, so there's a couple theories I have. First, this guy is just like a machine, like a workout machine, and like he doesn't even, his body is so conditioned, he doesn't even realize he's doing it. That's my first theory. Second theory, he saw somebody who he kind of liked, and he wanted to show them the goods.
That's how you do it.
Third theory, I mentioned this guy's the alpha of the plane. He wants to show everybody, hey, settle down.
I will make an example of you.
And I think he may have been like, guys, if you have any questions, look at what my chest can do. dance, 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 you know, flex, flex, flex. Can anybody else do this on that plane, on this plane? No. Shut the F up and sit down.
Real question, real question. If you had to fight this man, if you had to.
Yeah.
Genuine question, how long would you last? And I'm not saying this for comedy. Like, true, like you used to wrestle back in the day. Perfect. Do you think you could last?
First of all, let's clarify. I wrestled for like a year and a half in like fifth and sixth grade. So I'm not sure how much that translates.
It's still there. There's a muscle memory in there. I know it.
I would give myself 10 seconds.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Like, I don't think you have any advantage, maybe like speed or...
No.
Like, you tell a funny joke, like, hey, what did one cat say to the other cat? And then he thinking about it and you distract him and then give him a little kickaroo in the shin.
I just twist the nips.
Ugh! Not the nerps! The key to defeating him is through the nerps.
Yeah, it's like a boss from Mario. You found his weakness. He just... No, I just think he has so much power. I think one hit, I'm done. Like, I'm done. I don't know if I'm dead. I'm probably concussed. I'm probably knocked out. I don't think it's not long. I don't give myself very much time. I mean, I think he was easy. I think he was probably about, I would say he was probably about 225 to 230 pounds. And it was like pure muscle. And he had like, and he had like super dad strength too.
Super dad strength?
Yeah.
What is super dad strength?
Well, you know, like, there were times, like, growing up where, like, something would go awry, and your dad had, like, that, you're like, oh my god, this is the most powerful man in the universe.
I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying.
This man had, like, so much more, like, the cup floweth.
You wanted him to be your dad.
Yes, please.
You know, I feel like if my son had to describe his dad's super dad strength, he'd be like, hey, he makes an okay spaghetti.
I don't know why I just thought of this story. It's completely the opposite, but it is a good Joel story, and it's one that I do feel like needs to be shared. So... one time, me and my dad, we were in Florida, and there was a coconut tree. You know, what do you do when you see a coconut tree? You want to get the coconuts out of the tree, right?
Naturally.
So next to the tree was like a very, very long piece of like bamboo. So my dad takes the bamboo and he starts, you know, it again, it's super long. It's long enough that it reaches up to where the coconut tree is to try to like hit one of these things off. And what I realize is this piece of bamboo is so long that part of it is actually touching the ground and it is bent in such a way that like...
he hits the wrong coconuts, doesn't he?
So he finally gets the leverage to like really like, you know, shove the bamboo up at the coconut. And like in real time, I realize what's going to happen. And I'm like, no. And it's like literally getting kicked like full force by like a ninja right in his gonad, like right in again.
Right in his coconuts.
In his coconuts. And to see that in real time and then he just goes like he just crumples.
Did he go down?
Oh, he went down and he was like, oh, and he was just making this noise that I've never heard him make, where he was like, oh, and he was just rolling around. And it was like it was the most ridiculous way to get racked. He's a grown man trying to get coconuts out of a tree.
I'm trying to think of a time I've seen my father in real pain.
I just laughed at him.
Yeah, for sure. It's like, talk about dad strength or whatever you called it. Like, that's the opposite of it.
I mean, I did hope he was okay, but I just thought it was I just laughed at him. That was literally it. It was just me just laughing at him. Like, I think eventually I was like, are you all right? But like, it was really funny.
You know what's interesting is in the history of humankind, there's always a first for everything, or there's always the top of everything, meaning like the fastest 100 meter, the most hot dogs eaten in one sitting, like anything you can think of, there's the top tier of it. That means at some point there's the worst someone has ever gotten hit at the dingleberries ever.
I think the problem is, though, if you start looking through human history, I think the worst version of everything usually ends in death.
Hold on. Are you saying you think someone got hit in the dingleberries so hard that it killed them?
Yes. I think when you start going down that rabbit hole of extremes, I mean, you talk to anybody who's like a doctor, right? And who spent any time in, like, especially like high intensity units, like ER or something like that, the stuff they see on, like, I'm not saying on a regular, like, you know, it's not an everyday basis, but like a couple times a month are wild, you know? So, like, if we're going through all of human history,
Yeah. Well, maybe we take 3 seconds just to remember the one who got hit the hardest in the now. Just a 3 second, just moment of silence.
So we were talking before the pod, and I think it is important to share. So we have the TikTok going. You're managing the TikTok because I'm a moron. I'm trying to figure it out. We're trying to get more popular on the TikTok, trying to promote our incredible art. I don't even whatever you call this. And you discovered something interesting when you were on TikTok.
Yes, I did. So we really didn't want to get on TikTok, but we're here. It's a great way to like advertise something like a podcast. So we're on it, and I've kind of taken over the reins. JC started it, and I've kind of taken it over. Currently, I believe we have 24 followers and like, I think something like 10 posts, and someone started following us, and that someone is JC's grandfather, we call Poppy. Poppy started following us, and
Poppy is 92 years old.
Poppy's 92 years old, and then I will share this on Instagram, and I will share this on YouTube, so you can see Poppy has so many more followers than us. It has 117 followers. We only have 24. His one post that he has isn't even a video. It's just a picture of a corner of his head at the corner of the screen. And it's got 870 views. What is happening? Like, maybe we don't understand TikTok like we think we do. Like, because we were both bragging about some of, we're like, dude, we're getting like 800 something views on that. Poppy's doing this like it's nothing.
Okay, can you look and just, can you see, are they real people? Are any of them real people that are following them?
I'm not on it. I'll have to find it. That's a screenshot, but I'll have to look, but... But we were joking, like, it'd be funny if it's like, you know, Barack Obama and like, you know, Katy Perry and, you know,
he has all these big time celebrities.
Exhibit.
That'd be weird if it was just like we're looking through it. It's like nobody and just Exhibit. We're like the guy from Pimp Your Ride.
I want to know what prompted your grandfather to get on TikTok. Like, that's the bigger question. He's clearly active. He started following us.
Will, he's. What else are you going to... You're 92. What are you going to do?
That's true. Yeah, that's true.
I mean, I love it. I think it's great. And Poppy, yep. You know, we're all for it. But yeah, I mean, clearly, do you need to post more?
Yeah, I mean, we have a lot to learn from your 94-year-old grandfather.
He's 92. But yeah, you know, it all blurs together.
Okay, JC.
Yes.
Check your phone. I'm sending you something. This is something that I've wanted to talk about on this podcast for a while now. And I'm going to share this again on Instagram and YouTube. If you're listening, check our Instagram or our YouTube or maybe even TikTok.
Okay, you want me to just play it?
Tell people what you are seeing in this video that I sent you.
Okay. I'm looking at what looks to be a house.
Yes.
And on the second floor of this house,
yes,
is a door.
Yes.
That goes literally like Wile E. Coyote. Like, it just drops. like you would just be, in for a surprise because the door
has no stairs. No balcony. No stairs. JC is correct. There is a house near where I live in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and I drive by. It's by a main street. There is a door on the second floor that leads outside with no stairs, no balcony, no nothing. Why was that put there? What's the story? Do you think there's any purpose for that door, JC?
I guess you want to air out the house? I don't know. It's
that's what windows are for. My wife was like, well, maybe it's an emergency. I'm like, yeah, but in an emergency, you don't want broken legs.
Yeah, if it's... That is also like a funny, like, it's like, maybe an emergency. Yeah, an emergency will just...
Quick, kids, just jump!
Thank God, Dad, you built this door that goes nowhere. Like,
how do you think a realtor sells that house? What do you think a realtor says?
I'm not going to pretend I'm an expert on building code. I don't think that's up to code.
Absolutely not.
It's also like sticking out of the roof.
That's what I'm saying. Like, none of it makes sense.
What appears to be like a roof, and it's like they just stuck a door on the side of it. It's like the, you know, like the Keebler elves? Like the Keebler elves had like, they have like a, I think how I remember the Keebler elves, they lived in a tree, and there was like a door that just like stuck out of the side of the tree. It's like that.
It almost looks like a bird. A birdhouse door. Like, it's just floating in the center of the facade of this home. It makes no sense.
You need to stalk this house and see who goes in.
Oh, do you think, like, Dementors go in there? It's a Dementor door!
They just float like spirits. Just like, yeah, it's great for them to...
You see a Dementor with, like, a six-pack of beer, like, going on virtuous.
Yes. Great reference, the Dementors from Harry Potter who just float. Just floating skeleton death beings who enter doors that can just be stuck on the side of roofs. That is so strange.
Isn't that weird? I drive by all the time just hoping maybe I'll see something that I haven't seen before. So I wanted to bring this on the podcast because if we have any friends who are contractors or architects...
Yes. Please explain to us why put our small brains can, and I'm sure there's a great logical architectural reason that you would stick a door on the side of it.
You know what it kind of reminds me of is, you know, when you go to places and it looks like there's an outlet somewhere, but it's just literally a piece of plastic. It's almost like they're trying to tell you, like, you could have had an outlet here.
But that's a real door.
I almost feel like, in my head, it's like a door to Narnia or something.
I mean, it could be. I mean, Mr. Tumnus, but unfortunately, when Mr. Tumnus comes back from Narnia, he would...
He's going to break his little hoofs.
He'd break his coccyx, yeah, as he as he drops onto his rear. What else, Will? Anything else exciting?
Well, yeah, so you brought up something earlier in this podcast that I also was thinking about this week. I was watching an action movie called The Bricklayer on Netflix. It's with the guy from The Dark Knight, the guy who plays Aaron Eckhart.
Oh, Aaron Eckhart, okay.
Yeah, Aaron Eckhart, and he's the main character, right?
Where's Aaron Eckhart been, too? Dude, that guy fell off the face of the earth.
Dude, he looks better than ever. I will say, like, he looks great in that movie.
Well, I'm so glad that he's taken 20 years off and just spent it in the gym.
I'm telling you, he looked great. Well, but this happens in so many action movies where, like you were saying, if you had to fight that, the steward, the Terry Crews steward.
Yeah.
You take one punch, you're done. That's how I would be in a fight. If I took one hit to the face, I'm done, dude. And not only am I done for that night, I'm done for the rest of the week. You give me a hit in the face, I'm done with. You've won the fight.
You wouldn't leave bed. You would just be in bed and you would just like sigh deeply.
Yes, absolutely. In this movie, Aaron Eckhart gets shot in the stomach, hit in the arm with a lead pipe, and then hit in the head with a brick. And then next day, he proceeds to go and fight more bad guys. He gets on a plane and fight more bad guys. If any one of those things happens to me, I go and ride to the hospital, and I'm out for months. How often does this happen? Do you think there are real human beings out there who could take a brick to the face?
No.
A lead pipe to the shoulder and a gun bullet to the stomach?
Well, you know, I say that.
And continue to fight.
I say that.
I can't believe. No, because your arm wouldn't function after 24 hours. Your head would be done and your stomach would be in pain. There's absolutely no way.
I think they're listen, much like Terry Crews Stewart, I think there is a kind of person that may be able to take this. But us normies, no.
You know, like when a bad guy, this happens so many ways, a bad guy like gets stabbed in the chest or the neck. And he gets up and he pulls it out and then just starts walking.
Yeah, that's always the best. Where they just he doesn't care. He's so evil, he doesn't even feel pain.
You stab me in my finger with a knife, I'm gonna go, and I'm gonna be done.
Well, think about just how bad paper cuts hurt. Like paper cuts are like the worst thing ever.
Yeah.
That's just getting cut with paper.
That's a fraction of a fraction of a knife.
And that's like, and I'm like, and to your point, that's me then going to bed and just giving up for the day after that happens. I'll be like, I'm sorry, I can't put Trey to sleep. I, as you remember, the paper cut, I'm going to be out of commission for a little bit.
Pray for me.
I'm sorry I can't attend the wedding. As you know, I had a very severe paper cut.
You and I are going to start a hashtag JC Strong just after that paper cut.
Yeah, exactly. It's just a picture of me, like black and white, like looking out. It'll make it through. GoFundMe to be able to pay for my medical bill.
Don't you feel that way, though, in Action Movies? Like, how are you still walking? You just got hit in the head 15 times.
I think the other question is, how have we been letting paper cuts with the technology that we have still happen? Why haven't we designed a paper that will not cut?
I think we're sitting on a $1 billion idea right here.
Just saying, like, it hurts and it ruins your day.
I think you're right. They can land a man on the moon and make a lava lamp. And we should be able to live in a universe where you don't get paper cuts. I agree with you.
I love lava lamps, but you know what the sad thing is? Every lava lamp I've ever seen has been like, I feel like lava lamps have like a shelf life of like only a couple weeks, and then they get all like, you know, like you go in someone's room and you're like, what is that? They're like, oh, it was a lava lamp, but now it just like, it's just a little sad and droopy, and like the stuff is like, and like and somehow like it's like burnt, like the outside is like kind of, I've never seen a fully functioning healthy lava lamp. They've all just been like, I don't know what happened. Like they just, you know, I'm seeing them at the twilight of their life.
This is a stupid question.
No, on this podcast, never.
It's not really lava, right? We can agree to that, right? It's not, they're not getting that from like Hawaii and then putting it in these jars, right? I just want to clarify that.
Blindly up. People die in the process of collecting. It's just these people who are lowered down into volcanoes. They just scoop it up.
What are you guys doing? Making lava lamps.
They just like, that's what like built Hawaii, the economy of Hawaii. We didn't even realize it.
Like 20% pineapple exports, 80% lava lamps.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's like oil, maybe?
Hawaii? Really? Oil?
No! The lava lamp!
I thought you were saying Hawaii's biggest export was oil.
I think that's what is in the lava lamp to make it look like that.
I see.
If only there's a way we could figure this out.
Sometimes it's just good to let life be a mystery. You know what I mean? I would have made a good jester.
You think so?
For sure would have looked awesome in those pants.
Oh, yeah. I just wanted the little bells on the head.
Mm-hmm. I can do a little dance or two just to be silly.
Yeah, I think you could do a little jig. I think you'd be a good jester.
I know my way around juggling balls.
I think I would have liked to do the... Weren't puppet shows a big thing then? I remember... I feel like all those movies, it's always like a king and he's like, I'm bored by this. And it's like some like creepy puppets that they're like trying to like be like, King, don't you like this? Oh, and it's like a character. It's like, this bores me. I'm tired of.
The go-to move is to hurt yourself. Like slip on a banana peel or like, you know. Have you seen the episode of SpongeBob where he figures out that he gets really like good laughs when he rips his pants?
Yeah, and he rides it pretty much the entire episode.
Yeah, I'd be ripping my pants left and right if I was a jester.
But see, the problem is with ripping your pants is you got to keep going. You got to keep pushing the envelope. They'd want more. The people would want more. It could just end at ripping your pants.
I guess that's true. I'm trying to think of what's better, you know, what beats ripping the pants, but doesn't have to get all the way to pooping your pants.
I think I know. It goes back to what we were talking about before.
Oh.
Little Willie would have to make an accidental appearance.
Get a bamboo and do what I gotta do to make the king laugh.
And then all of a sudden, yeah, the king laughs, and then one of the coconuts slips out. Yeah, I don't know. I think back then it just felt like people got so bored they just got really like they wanted violence. I think like
yeah,
the king, like I think that's just what like I don't know. I guess to a degree that's still we're not that far from that, right? I mean football and you know we have all these sports that are kind of like semi-violent and dangerous, you know what
the
I mean?
The only difference is I don't think the gesture was, you know, weighed 300 pounds and was pure muscle.
I think you're right. I was having some problems connecting that with, like, football. I was like...
Well, you drew parallels between a gesture and a football player, and I'm just saying, like, I think a gesture was probably, like, something south of 100 pounds. Yeah. Well, I think that's our time. We're going to wrap it up.
Well,
the jesters are tired. We've done enough for pants.
We've gotten hit in the coconuts far enough.
The king should be happy by now.
If you see my father, just reference him getting racked.
Ask him if he remembers. Yeah.
He was trying to get coconuts. It's hilarious. Check out the TikTok. Like, subscribe, send us. I promise you, we're reading. We do get your emails.
We got one from Anita, and it said, "Love the dudes. I am a number one duty."
There you go. Thank you, Anita Huber.
Anita, we appreciate you. You number one duty. If anyone wants to be the number two duty, leave a comment.
Take a duty on Will's chest.
Make yourself a number two duty.
Right there on the paper. Yeah, but like, subscribe, share with friends.
Go see the YouTube page. Everything you can find literally everything related to Dude Podcast at thedudepod.com.
Dudepod.com.
And we really appreciate you guys listening. We really like doing this for you guys, and we hope you enjoy it.
Bye, Duty.
Good night.
Take your shirt off. Whip it around your head like a helicopter.
Just like old PDP told you.